The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Cultivating an Islamic identity has been an ongoing topic. And I want to initially now discuss a process called tafheem. Again, I go back to the book of Adab al-Salat of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, a beautiful, beautiful text. The etiquettes of Salat, over 60 chapters, 60 durus on namaz. As I mentioned now before, the first half of the book is the adab of the qalb, the etiquette of the heart. Before he even talks about salat in terms of qibla and makan and libas and qiyam and adhan, he has 17 different discussions on the heart. You have to get the internal kingdom ready in order to benefit from salat properly. One discussion in that book is called tafheem. Tafheem means incorporation. And let me do my best to explain this concept. Now he talks about the idea that the heart of ours is initially an infant child. The example I give sometimes, you know, I see these fathers, I'm sure our mothers out there are, you know, right now with their small children. And initially when the child is now developing their vocabulary, you teach them words. Teach them Baba and Mama and Dudu and Allah Ek and all these things that you teach them. It's not that you say it once and they repeat right after. No. Sometimes multiple times a day. Bolo Mama. Bolo Mama. Bolo Baba. Mekon hu Baba. Mekon hu Baba. Who am I Baba? Who am I Baba? Ye kya hai? What is this doing? What is this doing? Over and over and over again. He's looking at you like, what are you talking about right now? What are you saying right now? But you keep at it. You keep at it. You keep at it. You keep repeating yourself and repeating yourself and repeating yourself until one day he says without you even saying a word, Baba. You're like, oh, he said Baba. That's called tafheem, incorporation. Through repetition, things incorporate into the existence of the human being. Follow the example. A lot of my youth ask me, oh man, the deen is so repetitive. I said, bhai, oh my God, repetitive, repetitive. Salat even, 95% is not in our control. The ruku is already said, sujood is already said. Even the first surah is not in our control. Why so much repetition? Tuesday is tawassul, Thursday, kumail, Friday, nudba, all these things. We know, okay, to the point where it's memorized. There's immense wisdom behind that. I've given the example before. This is such an important discussion. I cannot stress enough how important this discussion is. I don't want any of my young guys out there to accept this idea. Doesn't matter how I look on the outside, how I dress on the outside, what I say, what I listen to, what I eat, what I drink, has no bearing on my spirituality. It absolutely does. And I'm coming. I have lots to say tonight. And I have a lot of that energy, alhamdulillah, right now. So given the example of the Baba, Baba, Dudu, Mama example, come to Imam Khomeini. He says, the heart is just like that child. The heart. He said, if the body has a tongue and eyes and ears, the heart also has a tongue, eyes and ears. And initially now, it's the physical tongue and the physical eyes and the physical ears that work, and they slowly but surely now incorporate the tongue and the eyes and the ears of the hearts through repetition. This is tafheem, incorporation. Exactly what Imam Khomeini says, the body does to the heart. The body says, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. says Maliki Yawm al-Din, says Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, and tells the heart, Bolo Maliki Yawm al-Din, Bolo Maliki Yawm al-Din, say Allah Hu Akbar, say this, say that, over and over and over again, until that newborn heart now, one day itself, says to the tongue, Maliki Yawm al-Din. We train the eyes now not to look at everything. You're very, very careful. Sometimes I tell you, as men, we don't understand the power of our eyes. I wish we did. I talk about hijab, and right away you think, okay, the hijab is for people on that side of the building. It's not. I wish if we could fix our hijab as men, that hijab will also be fixed. There are still some men who continue to make women feel completely uncomfortable. Make all sorts of disrespectful remarks. Talk about their outfit, talk about how they are, personal space, all sorts of stuff, either in the parking lot or in certain gatherings, blah, blah, blah. There's a reason why our hijab is the eyes. Lowering your gaze is not the idea of just walk around glued to the carpet. You have to make sure that you make the person in front of you feel comfortable. Don't make them feel awkward with your glances and your smirks and your flirtatious kind of energy, but still we continue to do it. And all this talk about her wearing sleeves and wearing socks and make sure not one hair and this pin and that pin, let's leave that hijab alone. Let's make sure our eyes are accurate. We continue to make our sisters feel uncomfortable. The eyes are huge. They actually train the eyes of the heart. The tongue is very important. The physical tongue is very important. 30 different sins with this one tongue of ours. Hadith says certain people will be dragged in the hellfire with their tongue. جِرْمُهُ صَغِيرُ جُرْمُهُ ثَقِيلُ Imam Ali says. Allahu Akbar. The lisan, the tongue, its jirm is small. Its mass, physical mass, is small. How big is your tongue? Don't measure it. It can't be that big. This big. Its jurm, its crime, is ثقيل. It's heavy. The wounds of the tongue sometimes never heal. Physical scars come and go. God knows I scraped my knees when I was younger. So many times, now I can't find them. They heal, they scab, they're gone. But sometimes the things that have been said to me 20, 30 years ago echo in my heart and mind still up until today. So ears, eyes, tongue, these are training agents to this newfound heart inside of us, this new blood now that's entered our system. So repeat this, repeat this, repeat this, 34 times this, 33 times this, 70 times this, 7 times this, 10 times this, over and over and over again. And we think, oh, God likes this idea of repetition. No, there's a process happening here. And now once the heart is ready, once the physical tongue trains the internal tongue, the eyes train the internal eyes, the ears train the internal ears, that's when the physical tongue, the physical eyes, the physical ears take a back seat. Now you tell me when to speak. Allahu Akbar. You tell me where to look. You tell me what to listen to. That's a mu'min. And when you reach a level now where you are completely in tune with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's no longer your tongue, it's the tongue of Allah. It's not your eyes, it's the eyes of Allah. It's not your ears, it's the ears of Allah. Meaning what? Everything you say, you look at, you hear, you speak, is God, is God, is God. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala. He says, I have not seen a single shay, ma ra'aytu shay'an, I have not seen anything, illa, except that I saw Allah ma'ahu qabluhu wa fihi, with it, before it, and in it. That's hard to do. So now when you hear these fadaili points sometimes from the member that drive the Wahhabis crazy, that Imam Ali is aynullah, lisanullah, wajhullah, yadullah, this is not shirk. This is a man now who's reached a level where even when he extends his hand, it's for God. When he speaks, it's for God. When he sees, it's for God. Meaning God, it's almost as if God says, look, Ali, it's okay, let me take over. When you look, it's like me looking. That only happens when there is a deep-rooted level of tafheem happening from the body to the spirit. So yeah, it's okay. At 15, 16, you won't understand what Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi might mean. But somebody asked Ayatul al-Bahjat, one of the biggest urafa of our time, that between these two realities, it's time for Salat, but my heart isn't into Salat at that moment. I feel sussed, I feel tired, a little bit lazy. I know in about an hour, I'll feel better and I'll really be into my Salat. Should I wait a little bit? Knowing full well that Salat won't be the best, but in an hour, I'll really be Allahu Akbar. What should I do? Delay that Salat, knowing full it'll be more bahuzuri qalb? Or should I do it right now, knowing full well that it's going to be in a state of susti and laziness? He says, pray on time. Pray on time. Because eventually now, it's all a training ground, a training ground, a training ground. Eventually, what was an hour from now will become a bulwark. Don't underestimate the power of this training ground.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.